Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Becoming Mom and Dad. We are in, what week is Gemma? Week seven?
It's week seven, but she's 6 weeks old.
Yes, and we are going to fill y'all in on other things we've been going through and learning and routines we've been setting and stuff like that.
So, to kind of start this week, today is my last day at home before I go back to work. So I am taking Gemma to work with me, which I don't know if we've talked about much on here. We can talk about that for a little bit. But basically, you know, I work for my parents. And so we are taking Gemma to work with me once I go back to work. And so we kind of just figured that we would try to make that work for now, just because daycare here is kind of hard to get into, and it's also kind of hard to find cheap daycare in general nowadays. So we're just trying to keep it as affordable as possible, because you know, we don't know how long this situation is actually going to work out with her being able to come to work, just because she, you know, is going to get bigger and all that, and they might be more of a pain. So we're probably going to have to do a different situation with her as she gets a little bit older. So we're just going to try it out for now and see how it goes.
I think daycares around here are, like, from what I've heard, like on a 2-year wait list or something.
Yeah, which still that too.
We probably should have gotten on one, like, a year ago. But
it's fine. I also just, it's not that I don't want to put her in daycare. It's more of the fact that I don't want to pay for daycare. Like, that just, I don't know, I just feel so capable of taking care of my own baby that it's just, like, frustrating. Like, Skylar and I have talked about before how if I could be a stay-at-home mom, like, I would, but that's just not in the cards right now for us. So maybe one day, but we are just trying to get me back to work, because I only took 6 weeks because I was getting unpaid leave. So I am got to get back to work and start making some money again, because we have baby expenses. We've been buying cans of formula, diapers, all that kind of stuff. And a can of formula, the big one, will last us about a week and a half to like a week and 4 days ish. Like, so we,
for now, until she starts drinking more.
Even more. Yeah. So, and some of the brands are like $50 a can, and some are closer to $35. We try to stick to $35. There was a brand I liked that went on sale on Amazon, and we got a can for $16, which was crazy. But yeah, we're just trying to get me back to work and bringing her with us.
The good thing is we're still running on diapers that we got from baby showers, so we haven't had to buy
right
diapers.
Now. And break my heart, because we're probably going to have to transition her into size 1 diapers this week, which is wrecking me, because I literally sat in bed last night and sobbed about how fast time is going and how fast she's growing up, even though Skylar looks at her and is like, she's still little. I'm like, okay, yeah, but it's not the same.
I want to talk about that for a second, because I feel like we both have different views on that, because, like, you've been telling me that you're sad because she's getting bigger, and it's funny because I'm the opposite, because, like, I'm excited for her to develop more of a personality and, like, to actually be able to, like, you know, we can actually play with her and she knows that she's playing and stuff like that. And so for me, like, yes, it's sad that she is getting bigger a little bit, but I'm honestly more excited that she's getting bigger. So it's funny, because then Kaylee will be like, oh, I'm sad. And I'm like, I'm sorry. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not.
I am excited for her to get older and see her personality and stuff. But I don't think there's any part of motherhood that gets easier as far as, like, looking back on older pictures of your baby and being sad. Not me literally tearing up right now, because I'm such a baby.
I think it's just, like, we've talked about it before. Like, before we had her, I think we kind of talked about this. But it's like, when I've thought of being a dad, like, I'm not thinking about the baby stage. I'm thinking about, like, you know, when they're older and I can, like, help them with, you know, sports they want to do or any type of activity they do or hobby they have. And I can help them with, like, any, you know, I can't wait till she brings home, like, some drama from school. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to tell you how to handle this.
I don't know. I already miss how little she used to be and how she used to be more cuddly when she was little, and I don't know. She's still cuddly now, but I can see how much she's growing already, and I just wish time would slow down. That's all. Because I know one day, like, I'm going to blink and she's going to be like five and it's going to be sad.
I also wanted to say she's in the room with us and she's supposed to be napping, but
she's kind of awake.
She's being a little awake. So if you hear Gemma might interject on the podcast a couple times.
Yeah. So we'll kind of talk about that next, I guess. So there is a 6-week growth spurt, which she definitely hit literally the day she turned 6 weeks old, was crazy for me. But I don't know if we really talked about growth spurts much. I know we've talked about cluster feeding, and I know we've talked about like her sleep schedule. So to kind of just like retouch on that, if you didn't listen to the last episode, if you skipped ahead to this one for some reason, we do have her sleeping in her own room in her crib, and we have now been doing that for almost 2 weeks, and it has gone really well. She sleeps, I guess, pretty much 9.5 hours exactly almost every night.
And she's very monitored. We have a baby monitor with video and sound, and then we also have the owlet sock. So, like,
yeah,
just saying, we're making sure she's alive.
Yeah, but we have been doing that. We talked about her kind of, like, bedtime routine that we do before we put her down, and we talked about her kind of, like, nap schedule and her wake window, which has all been going really well. We might do an episode in the future talking about like specifics of like how to get to that point, because I know I talked about what we do, but like I kind of want to talk about the transition of how we got her to sleeping so well, which I know a lot of it is just due to her being probably just a really good baby, but we will talk about like at some point how we got to that point. But kind of going off of that, with a growth spurt, it basically is screw that, we're gonna do whatever we want, and it is what it is. She's still will go do her normal routine stuff, but her naps are shorter, her wake windows are longer and fussier during the growth spurt, and she eats a lot more often. So we kind of have to tweak the schedule a little bit around that, just to kind of keep ourselves sane, because if we want to talk about, which we did talk about this, but we in the first growth spurt she had, which is the 2 to 3 week growth spurt, we did not expect it. We didn't really know about it. And we kind of tried to force her on her schedule pretty strictly. And like, it made us both go crazy. And that was the night we both tried to like play video games with our friends online. And it was frustrating for both of us because she was just not, she was used to be so, she had been so predictable, you know, all before that. And then all of a sudden she wasn't. So we knew about the 6 week growth spurt going into it. So this one I feel like has been a lot better for us as far as like what to expect. Like I remember texting Skylar like on Thursday being like, oh my God, she's definitely in her growth spurt. And like, I was like, be prepared to just watch TV tonight because I don't know what we're going to be doing.
We started buying like bottles of wine, and we'd like get home and, well, I'd get home and then we'd just drink our wine and watch TV or watch a movie and this, you know, kind of handle whatever she needed done whenever she needed it. And we just kind of vibed with it this time.
Yeah, it honestly was fun because we've decided we're doing a Wine Wednesday now. And I honestly look forward to it because it sounds crazy to say this and so unhinged, but I promise I'm not just like out here drinking every day with a baby. But I don't know, having like a little bit of a buzz and taking care of the baby, it just makes the whole experience happier.
It's like more funny. It's like when she's being like, when she's being annoying, it's like, but instead of you being like, wow, this is annoying, you're just kind of like, oh, like, haha, like she's, you know, she's fussy right now.
And we like, acted, we kind of gave her like a little performance during bath time last Wednesday night. So that was fun. It's a good time. And I feel like that also kind of opened our eyes to be more like that, even when we aren't having Wine Wednesday, just to kind of in general be a little bit looser. So Thursday, she was doing good on her schedule. And this was the first day I noticed the growth spurt. And then all of a sudden, she was not napping for more than 45 minutes and wanting to eat like every hour and a half instead of every 3 hours, which I was like, okay, whatever. And then she was wanting to eat so much. And then she just kept spitting it all up too. So I was like, okay, like girl is so hungry, but her stomach literally can't even hold all this food. So I remember texting Skylar and being like, she's definitely on her growth spurt. So I don't know what tonight's going to be like. And then we kind of, I think that night we had to ditch her bath because like when she finally did get tired, it was like around the time we'd normally wake her back up to like do her bath and stuff. And we just ditched the bath. We still put her in the nursery, played her little lullaby, read her a book and like put her to bed. But like, that's all we did. And she slept really good. Luckily, even the days that she's been hard, she's slept still good at night. And then Friday, she kind of had a little bit better of a day. I was out with her most of the day Friday, which I'll talk about what I did during that here in a minute. But I had her out for like the first half of the day. And then by the time we got home, she was kind of like ready to take a nap, and so she did. And then I ended up doing her bath routine alone, her bedtime routine alone on Friday night, which was kind of hard at first, but I really wanted to do it because I felt bad that Skylar had been at work like since 8, or he got to work like 8:30 and then wasn't getting home till after 9 o'clock at night, and that's usually when we're putting her to bed. And I knew, like, we usually start her bedtime routine around 8:30, and I was like, well, if we're not even starting it to like 9:30, then that's just gonna be late for her, and it's gonna be a pain in the ass for Skylar. So I just went ahead and did it. So she was already almost asleep when Skylar got home that night. And then last night, which was the day 3 of the growth spurt, me and my friend went to the nail salon. We took her with us. We had her covered up in her car seat the whole time. She was really good the whole time we were there. And so she napped pretty good there. She napped before my friend got into town pretty good. And then once we got home, like, I kind of already planned, like, you know, since Courtney was in town wanting to visit her, I wasn't going to, like, put her down for naps, like, in the bassinet away from everyone. Like, I kind of was going to let her be out because I know, like, you don't want to come visit a baby for a day and they're just in a bassinet most of the time. So I kind of planned on being more unstructured. And then I remember texting Skylar last night saying, oh, she's going to sleep good, because every time she would go to sleep, she was only sleeping like 30 minutes. And so she did a lot better last night. Like, she went to sleep at 9:15 and didn't wake up until 5, and I gave her pacifier and then she woke up at 7.
Yeah, I did. So I put her to bed last night. Well, we always kind of do it together, but I was the one that fed her before she went to bed, and she literally fell asleep like during the bottle.
Which,
and
I normally happen. Usually, yeah, she's wide-eyed.
Normally we have to transition her into her crib. She's still awake, but she normally kind of falls asleep on her own. But last night she literally fell asleep in my arms while I was feeding her, and during the transition, like, stayed asleep and just was out.
And we'll kind of talk about that more later, but like, her going to sleep awake in her crib is part of, like, is one of the key components that we've been doing from the very beginning with her. As far as, like, sleeping, like, we don't usually let her fall asleep on us, but that's just how tired she was yesterday. Like, she was falling asleep. Now, I'll let her fall asleep on me, like, if I'm purposely cuddling her watching TV or something, but, like, when it's actually time to go down for a nap, we try to transition her into her bassinet while she's still awake. So she was definitely really tired, and she was cluster feeding a lot and, like, wanting to eat more. And so, like, we've kind of upped her from 4 ounces to 5 sometimes the last week. Now, there was one day I was like, screw it, we're just going to do 5 now. And I gave her 5 ounces all day long, and she was not having it. Like, she was kind of spitting up. And then she kind of started rejecting the milk a little bit. Like, she would kind of stick her tongue out when I was trying to put the bottle in her mouth. So I've kind of now just gone to where, like, okay, obviously when she wakes up first in the morning after sleeping 9 hours, we give her 5 or 6 ounces. But then throughout the day, I'll kind of just, like, see if she's on her schedule or not. And, like, if she slept longer, I might give her more. Or if she had a shorter nap, I'll give her less. Just kind of depending on, like, what I think she needs for how long she's been asleep for.
I think it's like, you know, we're kind of trying to be structured with her, but at the same time, you have to be open to being flexible, just because with a baby, it's a constant change. Like, her wake windows at some point are going to get longer, and her, you know, she might nap less times, and she, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, how much food she needs per feeding, because that's going to keep going up. But, you know, there's no one to tell you, oh, okay, now it's 6 ounces. Okay, now it's 7 ounces.
I think it's less about schedule and more about routine, which we talked about before. But we still stay consistent with her routine, even if we're not staying consistent with her actual schedule. Her schedule is almost never consistent. Well, I can say in a ballpark range, she eats at 7. She eats at around 10. She eats around 1 or 2. She eats around 5. And then she eats around 8. And that's kind of, like, what she does. But, like, that changes all the time. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, well, she's eating at 7, so we got to do her bedtime routine earlier or later or whatever. And we still do the routine. It just might be at a different time every night. But another thing with, like, the growth spurt, I feel like, too, is she's just been fussier, like, during her wake window. Like, she's not as content. But it's not, like, she doesn't really still cry. Like, she just kind of whines a little bit and, like, whatever. So I took her out on a walk yesterday, and I had her all bundled up because it was still like 50 degrees here, but she fell asleep in the stroller and she was having a good time during that. And I'm honestly, like, sad that I'm going back to work tomorrow, because I feel like the first few weeks of me being home, I was, like, going more stir crazy, and, like, I was, like, still having some baby blues and all that stuff. And now it's like, I'm finally at the point where I'm like, oh, I could kind of get used to this. And, like, I like being with her and, like, taking care of her and, like, all that, and, like, having the house clean and having dinner ready and stuff. But, like, now it's like, psych, just kidding, you gotta go back to work.
Yeah, I like I like you being home too. I always tell her, I'm like, I wish I could find a higher paying job so we could like actually do that. So if any of y'all listening have some really nice job, hit me up.
Or a work from home job for me that I can keep with a baby. So, but yeah, so we are kind of transitioning now. We're about to be 7 weeks this week, and we can definitely tell that she's getting bigger. We're probably gonna have to transition her into her 0 to 3 month clothes this week, which makes me sad, but it is what it is. I did go to the doctor this week for my final post-op checkup, and it was on the 6 week mark from my C-section, and they didn't even really look at my incision. They just kind of asked, you know, how I was feeling and asked if I wanted to be on any birth control, which I was not on birth control. I've never been on birth control my entire life. Not saying I recommend that, but that's just, I've never done it. I've always been so scared of it, like messing with my hormones. And so I just never did it. And, you know, at this point it's like, I at least know that I want to have another baby eventually. And so I feel like there's just kind of no point in like getting on birth control, just to have to like wait for my hormones to balance out on it and then getting off of it again. So we're just not doing that. And then she cleared me to resume all normal activities. I did ask her if I start going to the gym, like, do I need to be more cautious about doing certain workouts or like certain amount of weight or whatever? And she said, no, that there's nothing I can do to mess it up now. I just need to be, that I might be uncomfortable the first couple times I kind of do any activity. So I'm kind of just prepared for that. I do want to start going back to the gym, but trying to figure out when I'm going to do that is going to be tricky. So as far as bringing her back to work with me, I'll kind of touch on what I have prepared, because one of my biggest things with creating her routine at home was I knew I wasn't going to be able to have her napping in her room, like dark and quiet, because if I'm bringing her to work, that's not going to be the scenario. So we have tried to make her naps during the day here, similar to what I think they will be like for her at work. So now that she's not sleeping in her crib, we did take our nice sturdy bassinet that was in our room to my job, and we have that set up now. I took a bottle warmer because here we have a baby Brezza, and she does drink warm bottles, but she's also not picky. Like, we've given her room temperature bottles when we've been out before and she's been fine. But we brought a bottle warmer. I have like a little diaper caddy with like diapers, a thermometer, a little nose sucker, an extra pacifier. I have a couple extra clothes, burp cloths, an extra swaddle, and that kind of stuff there. I have a changing pad that I'm going to leave up there. And then just kind of getting that ready for her. I have a can of formula there. The only thing I'm going to have to transport every day is bottles. And that's just because they're going to have to be washed anyway. So I didn't want to buy any extra bottles and leave them there and then wash them there. I just felt like that was dumb. So I am bringing bottles to and from every day. And I'm obviously going to have to change out her burp cloths and stuff as they get dirty. But that's kind of what the plan is for now. So my dad's office is kind of like less loud than my mom's office. My mom's office has a bunch of people coming into it all the time, which that's where I work. I work with her in her office. So we actually have her bassinet set up in my dad's office. And then we have her other stuff set up in the office with me and my mom. And right now with how she is during the day, like, I feel like part of me is worried about how I'm going to get work done, like with her just being there all the time. But she still goes down for naps fairly well. And I think right now she's just not, because of the sleep regression and like the growth spurt and all that. But I think our plan is to kind of just like, you know, obviously I'll feed her whenever she's supposed to be fed, and then like she'll do her wake window, and like I'm going to have her bouncy seat there for her wake window. I have a baby carrier I can put her on me if I'm doing work and she's awake. And then there's a bunch of people there. I'm sure like she'll be entertained for like the, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. She's going to be awake after she eats anyway. And then she'll go back down for a nap. And my dad's office is fairly quiet, and we're able to recreate the same environment here. Like some noise, lights on. And then I have a portable sound machine. So I did bring that. And then she's used to sleeping in a bassinet, and she has a swaddle. So she'll have both of those things. But that's kind of what the plan is for now. I am still kind of working, like, I still have to work 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week. So I'm just going to be taking her there with me, getting in my hours and going home. And the way I kind of looked at it as far as like what her schedule is right now, it looks like she'll only be really awake like maybe 2 to 3 times like while I'm at work anyways, because she'll be asleep most of the time. So as long as she's napping good that day, I should still be able to get work done. So. But I will update y'all on next week's episode on how that went, because I'm interested to see how it actually goes. And as she gets older, like, her needs are going to change. And my mom and I talked about how, like, you know, as she gets older, we're going to have to, like, change what we're doing with her at work just because she's going to be awake longer and all that. So
I think the hard part right now is it's, like, mainly going to be, she's still at the stage where it mainly has to be you and me that primarily takes care of her and does stuff with her when she gets a little older, and, like, your parents can entertain her or whatever a little bit more easy because she's more aware. Mm-hmm. I think that'll make it easier. I think right now it's just going to be a lot of, like, you having to check on her most of the time because she just doesn't know other people as well.
This is, like, hard to explain, but, like, when you're a parent, it's not that when people are taking care of your baby, you think they're doing it wrong, because there's not really a wrong way to do it, but it's like you do things a certain way. So then when you see other people doing it not the same way, you're kind of just like, well, I know how it works better than you do. Like, for example, like when people are feeding her, it's like, I know what incline she's like likes to be at. So she's not like sucking it down, but also not like spitting it up. And like, sometimes I see people and they're like feeding her at a weird angle or have her head weird. And I'm like, and so I don't say anything because I don't want to, first of all, make people feel uncomfortable or like, you know, like I'm telling them they're doing it wrong. But at the same time, it's like, I know what works for her. And so sometimes, like, when people are trying to burp her, I'm, like, waiting for them to be like, okay, let me let your mom try to burp you. And then I'm like, okay, thank God. And then I can get the burp out in, like, 2 seconds. Because, like, it's just, there's certain techniques that work for each baby. And so I feel like once she kind of, like, grows out of that, then that will be a little bit easier. But, like, right now, even, for example, it's like, I've seen people feeding her and I'm like, oh, she doesn't like that, but whatever. Like, I see people trying to burp her and I'm like, I can never get a burp out like that. So
I think for me, it's like, I get nervous when people are watching her and they're kind of like doing things routine wise different than what we do. Like, that gives me like, I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Like, okay. Like, for example, like Kaylee's dad a few weeks ago, he's big into, like, over the holidays when we were at their house a lot, he, like, wanted to hold Gemma all the time, and she'd fall asleep in his arms or, like, on him.
Literally all day long.
And, which, like, at that point, we hadn't really been doing any type of, like, strict routine or really doing anything that, like, structured yet. But, like, you know, a few weeks later, like, we were over there, and he wanted to do that again. And I kind of was like, oh, like, I don't think we should let her fall asleep on you, because we don't let her fall asleep on us like that and just sleep on us for hours. So it's like, I'm like, I don't want to get her used to that with someone else, and then she starts expecting it from us.
Well, the good thing is that I feel like we have such good habits for her here that, like, even if she does do those things, like, once in a while or, like, while she's there, it's not going to be whatever. And I think that's also just part of parenting is, like, when you have people babysit your kids, you never know what kind of kids you're going to get when you pick them back up. Because, like, you're going to know, you know, it's like they didn't stay on their consistent routine. And, like, even I'm sure, like, even my mom will say, like, I'm sure when my nanny watched me, like, when she normally wouldn't, or, like, when people watched me and, like, they did things differently, it's like, oh, I might be more tired or cranky when you come home. And I feel like that's just part of it. Like,
when my grandparents watched me, my mom said no junk food, and they always gave me junk food.
Yeah, and then when your mom picks you up and you're like, okay, he's wired, what's going on? But exactly, so I just feel like that's just part of it. We're also going to have to learn, as long as we keep up, like, good habits with her. I don't think her falling asleep on my dad or, like, not being able to burp after eating a few times is going to mess her up, but that's just kind of, like, what we've been doing, so. But yeah, that's, all, like, what our plan is for work. As far as, like, her development, I've noticed seems way more aware of, like, just things in general. Like, she'll follow my voice when I'm walking around more. She'll, like, smile at me when I make eye contact with her, like, almost instantly.
She's been watching the TV. And we haven't, like, we don't sit her down and, like, try to make her watch TV, but obviously, like, if I'm feeding her,
she'll, like, try to turn her head and look at it. I'm like, girl.
She'll just be staring at the TV.
Yeah, and then she also has been more vocal recently. Like, she'll just be cooing and making little sounds more than normal, which was supposed to be happening at this age anyway. We've tried tummy time with her. She hates it, which I feel like that's, like, the truth for, like, 75% of babies.
She doesn't hate it for, like, 2 minutes, but then she hates it.
Yeah. So we have to do it in small amounts, which is fine, but we're trying to get her to get that neck control, so we'll see. Something I am nervous about, like, in the future, which is coming up pretty soon, so we'll probably talk about it again, is, like, at some point when she starts rolling over, like, they have to be unswaddled. And right now she sleeps so good being swaddled because she can't move her arms.
She has crazy arms when she sleeps.
So I'm really nervous that, like, when I have to stop swaddling her for her own safety, that that's going to cause, like, a dip in her sleep until she gets used to it. And they do have transition swaddles where you have one arm down and one arm out and then, like, vice versa. And then they also have sleep sacks that their arms are in and they hold them in, like, a shape like this. Like, I'm demonstrating, like, they can see it. But, like, it has your arms out to the side and kind of bent. It's called the Love to Dream swaddle if you want to look it up. But they have other swaddles that you can use after they start rolling that kind of help transition them. And then some people just do it cold turkey and say the first few nights are miserable of her just like waking herself up and all that. So we'll see. But I know like people say you have to do it at 8 weeks or when they start rolling or whatever comes first. And then some people say they've gone past 8 weeks, just waited until they start rolling, which is probably what I'll do, to be honest, because I don't want to just stop swaddling her if she likes it and it's gonna make my life harder. So until it becomes like a safety hazard and she starts rolling on her own, then that's when I'll do that. But I am kind of nervous about that. So I just think in general, like now that we have somewhat of a pace with her and a predictability with her, it's gonna be an adjustment like all the time, just having to tweak things as she gets older and grows more.
Yeah, I mean I've said that's just kind of the name of the game, is just being ready to adjust.
Yeah, so but I think that's pretty much it as far as her. Like, she's just, like I said, she's gotten more alert. She's definitely bigger. We're upping her size on clothes and diapers. We have to use the big bottles now because the little ones only hold 4 ounces, and now she's drinking 5 sometimes. So I shed a few tears last night about how big she is, and it made me sad. But I feel like newborn phase was so, it sounded so intimidating when we were pregnant and, like, whatever. And I feel like there have been rough days and rough nights and whatever, but I feel like overall, like, I've truly found more joy in it than I have stress. So I'm just kind of sad for it to be gone. But I will say, like, online I read recently that the newborn stage, technically, like, to whatever association it is, like the World Health Association, whatever it is, organization, they say that the newborn stage is technically only the first 28 days of life, but that most people and like most like practice doctors like often refer to newborns like being until the first 3 months. So I'm just gonna keep blissfully telling myself that she's a newborn until she gets 12 weeks old, and then she'll be an infant technically, and I'll be sad. So we're halfway through the newborn stage, I guess, is how you can look at it now. Which, it's just crazy to me that, like, you know, in January of this year, she's, like, literally old, not even a month old. She's going to be so tiny and little. And then by December of this year, she's going to be a year old and walking and saying words. And that's just so crazy to me, like, how quick that transition is going to be. And especially, like, with how fast my pregnancy went, I can only imagine how fast this is going to go. Like, I feel like I'm just going to, like, one day look back and be like, oh, my God, she's, like, so different. So, but I think that's all we have for this episode, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, Gemma's starting to get kind of fussy, so we probably got to... She probably wants us to get off soon.
It's about feeding time. It's about to be feeding time, so...
I've given her pacifier like 5 times in the last 10 minutes, so...
But, yeah, so we are just blessed to have a very good baby. I think... I will say, before we go, something you talked about is how, like, you know, I obviously know I want more kids. I think Skylar will come around. It's not that he has to come around, but I feel like right now he's just not even ready to think about that. He wants another baby. He just doesn't even want to talk about it. But I think one thing we've both agreed on is that, like, when we do have another baby, we're going to have to be strapped in, because I just don't know. Gemma's set very high standards as far as, like, baby temperament, so.
Yeah, I had someone the other day at work. They were like, I met someone, or I didn't meet them, but I ran into someone I knew at work out, and they were like, oh, like, how's your baby? Like, are you getting any sleep? And I was like, yeah, actually, I'm sleeping pretty well. And then they were like, oh, well, I'm going to give you a tip. They're like, the second one you have is going to make everything seem horrible. And I'm like, oh, cool.
But then, like, I've also heard people saying that they've had good babies and then had another good baby after. So that's just what I'm manifesting for us. But, yeah, I just feel like anything that's, like, less than how Gemma was is going to seem like a pain when we have another baby. And honestly, like, not to brag, I just feel like she's perfect in all the ways. So I just don't know how, like, that's going to be, like, when we have a baby who doesn't sleep as easily or, like, doesn't take the pacifier as easily, or, like, even if we, like, for example, with Gemma, too, it's, like, you know, a lot of people have to try different bottles and stuff. when they're first like bottle feeding, like because they don't like certain bottles. It's like she's never had a problem with us having to try different formulas or different pacifiers or different bottles or whatever. Like she's always just done with whatever we have. So I just know that like there's chances of like even if we have a good baby, it's like we might struggle with dietary issues or like gas or like whatever that Gemma hasn't really struggled with, or like constipation. And like, so I just know like there's going to be things that we haven't experienced before, even if we have another baby. But I feel like what some people have told us also is true though. Like we've gotten over the scary part. Like even if we have another baby, like the scary part will be, we'll be used to that. Like we'll be used, like it won't be like we're coming home and I have no idea what we're doing. Like,
I don't know. I'm scared of the toddler stage now.
Yeah. That's crazy. Toddlers are crazy.
Cause I feel like when Kaylee was pregnant, I'd see like jokes and stuff online about, oh, like how bad like the newborn stage is, so rough. And then it's like, I feel like we're in the newborn stage and it's not too bad. And now I'm starting to see stuff online where people are like, oh, you made it through the newborn stage, but the toddler stage is worse. And I'm like, well, oh, great.
Maybe look at it the same way, like how this went. It's like people say it's so bad. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't so bad. So, but anyways, we'll talk about how my first week of work with her was and update you guys on how her wake windows and sleep is still going next week. So.
But thanks for listening, and we will see y'all again. Well, we won't see y'all. We'll have y'all listen to us again.
Bye.
Bye.